Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Tarrytown, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerenac, Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs here in Tarrytown. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Now, I have a question for all of you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How would you like to be a part of our live broadcast? It's easy. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and you enter all your office information, and just like that, you're in it to win it. And if we draw your name, you'll win some fabulous prizes like these. A bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist, an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, a happy hour at Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House, and a social media consultation with our friends at MSM Designs. But here's the best part of it all. Wait for it. A live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, direct from your office. Sound good to you? Good luck. And now I'm pleased to introduce our executive director here for Volunteer New York, our winner for October's I Love My Office. She is Elisa Keston. And Elisa, congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure to tell you why we love our office and why we love working in Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam to make strong, thriving communities through volunteerism.
I understand Volunteer New York has been around for more than six decades, 67 years, is that correct?
That's right. It's actually older than me, I'm happy to say. Thank you very much. And it's a terrific organization that that started with some volunteers, with some women who wanted to make it easy for themselves and their friends to make connections. That was before the internet, before every nonprofit had a website, and it wasn't so easy to find efficient ways to see where you could give back. Things have changed over six decades, but we still know that there is a need for a unique organization in our community to make those kinds of connections in a meaningful way so that anyone of any stage can find a way to give back and feel good about doing it.
Now, you have three components to this organization. You deal with nonprofits, you deal with corporations, and families and groups. Can you highlight some of those, each of those for us?
Sure. So it starts with the individual, of course. It starts with one person deciding to say yes. And that can be someone who is a young teenager. It can be a young child that's brought with when his mom or dad or her mom or dad say yes. It can be a young professional. It can be someone who's a college student, someone who has finished working full-time and is looking for a way to give back. So for that individual, we start with our website. Someone can go on our site 24/7 and search with all of the hundreds of opportunities, local opportunities that are in our database. Someone can do that, I always like to say, in their pajamas at home or at their office. And this is a chance to find places where nonprofits have posted their needs. They can find something that can be completed within a few hours at one time, or they can make a commitment over a longer period of time, or they can make one of the strongest commitments to volunteerism, and that's to serve on a board of directors. So that's the individual. We work with individuals not only of all ages and stages in life, but we also have some very special programs for people who have special needs, developmental issues and challenges, because we believe that everyone can have a meaningful way to give back. For families, we've mentioned that, families and children, we know that if you volunteer early, you'll volunteer likely forever, and that's real important to us to instill that. And so we make it easy for families to get involved. For nonprofits, we work with them to make sure that they understand the ways that volunteers can help stretch their capacity. So we work on both sides of the bridge. We work to get people excited about volunteering and to bring them and connect them to nonprofits that need them. And then for businesses, For businesses, smart business leaders know that there is a value internally and externally when employees volunteer together and out in the community. And we make it really easy for those opportunities to happen. We're doing some very exciting things right now on a large scale. We work with big corporations and we work with small businesses and love doing that as well.
This thing that came with my mind as far as volunteering, like if you're somebody that is maybe looking for a job, volunteering is a really good way to get your foot in the door. It might actually lead to, let's say, a paid position. I was told about that.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about it, when you think about your resume, it's about your experience. It's about what you have learned and what you have done. And often some of your best experiences are done through volunteerism. I don't necessarily have a resume that talks about what experiences were paid. It includes paid and unpaid because all of it added up to what certainly allowed me to be here today as executive director of a nonprofit, but it also gives people an opportunity to test out new skills, to enhance their resume in a way that maybe they wouldn't have a chance to even if they're working now. It's just an opportunity to also expand a network and to think creatively, and good things happen.
It's a great way for the business to get to know the potential employee, how they can help, what their skill sets are. It's just a great way of doing that.
Right, right. And board, also that opportunity to serve on a nonprofit board is a great way to support something that you feel, first of all, very passionate about. But then I think the unexpected advantages are the kinds of people you meet around a board table and how that can help you, again, personally and professionally.
Now let's get into some of the things the organization is doing. The holiday season, hard to believe it's almost here. I mean, Thanksgiving is about a month away. You're certainly going to be busy during that holiday time.
It's always a very busy time. It's a time when people, because they are in the giving mood, in so many ways, stop and reflect, I think, on how fortunate they are and how there are needs in the local area where they could be helpful. So we collect from nonprofits and from communities needs that could be managed in the holiday season. We keep a growing list. I think we have about a dozen opportunities so far that will grow, because the one thing that does happen is that people get this charged sense of wanting to volunteer, and they are looking at a time where nonprofits are busy and not necessarily in need of volunteers because of the overwhelming interest at that time. So we try to make it easy for people to find an opportunity. And then we hope that long after the holiday season is over, people will still keep volunteering because the need is even greater, frankly, in those years that are not so close to, those months that are not so close to the traditional holiday season.
And in these challenging economic times, which we still have, Elisa, I mean, there are still people that are hurting out there and they need a helping hand, if you will, and I'm sure Volunteer New York is one of those organizations that they can get the help from.
That's true, and when you talk about out there, let's remember that our footprint is Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam.
Right.
And so often people think that the need is somewhere else, but the need is right here in our own community. It is possible for some people I know to leave their home in the morning, go to work, and come back and never see or touch people who don't have as much, people who are hurting in many ways. But it is here, and that's one of the ways that Volunteer New York, I think, it can be so impactful, is bringing people together, showing them where the needs are, and helping them make a difference right in our own community. Of course, we are always aware of the needs outside our community, and when disasters strike, whether they are in Puerto Rico or Texas or Florida, we are there to help direct resources as well. So we're there to help where it's impacting a little further away from our own backyard, but the need is always great, and there are always wonderful opportunities to give back here.
Well, having said that, Elisa, where can people get in touch if they're interested in volunteering or in any way they can help?
So there are lots of ways. I've mentioned our website, which is www.volunteernewyork.org, and New York is spelled out. But we're more than a website. We're an actual place where people can go, as you know here.
We're brick and mortar.
We're brick and mortar. So we have an office in Tarrytown. You can call us at 914-948-4452. And you can also make an appointment, come in, speak to a placement specialist. We are here to meet you in any place. We're out in the community. We're happy to come and make a presentation to a club, to a civic group, to a business. We are here. We have a fabulous group of colleagues. You'll speak with more of them. Very excited to have you speak with them. We all say we love our office, and we're very pleased with this opportunity to speak with you and to share our mission with so many listeners.
We're thrilled to have you with us here, Elisa. Thanks so much. Congratulations, and good luck with Volunteer New York.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Elisa Kasten. She is Executive Director of Volunteer New York, located right here in Tarrytown. If you just joined us, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. I Love My Office with our October winner, Volunteer New York, here in Tarrytown. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from here in Tarrytown at our October winner for I Love My Office, Volunteer New York. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie LeKay, Matt Kay, and our engineer. And I Love My Office is brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armonk, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerinac, Saltaire Oyster Bar at Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs here in Tarrytown. And just a reminder, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, to all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest representing the winning office for October Volunteer New York, she is Wendy Armstrong. She is manager of Hunger Relief Corps, and she tells me that she has been with Volunteer New York now since May. And Wendy, good to have you with us here. In the short time you've been here with the organization, what are your thoughts on Volunteer New York? They've been around for 67 years, a great organization.
Yeah, it is a great organization. Well, I got to know them actually as a volunteer on the outside. I'm one of the founders of the Westchester County Diaper Bank, which is a project of the Junior League of Central Westchester in partnership with the Westchester County government. And we needed volunteers to help package diapers. We put them together in 1 week supply once a month. And we got the place filled because of these guys. It was this positive, happy group of people meeting others in the community. And so when I made a career, the decision to make a career change, I called these guys first, and guess what? They had a job that was perfect for me. So happy
great timing,
to be here.
Right? Yep. Timing is everything.
It is.
Now, let's talk about your role, again, as manager of Hunger Relief Corps. What specifically do you do on a daily basis?
Oh, gosh, a lot of things. But overall, I'm responsible for 9 hunger partners, and we're working to increase the number of volunteers in New York State via hunger. So I work with soup kitchens. I work with food pantries, a few community gardens, and people like that, anybody who's trying to alleviate hunger in this county. And I try to help promote their events so that they get more done, and they're more efficient and more sustainable. And at the same time, we increase the volunteers in New York, and people, you know, there are fewer hungry people. So
you can't really look at a county like Westchester and say, well, yeah, it is affluent, but there are a lot of people that are in need in the county, and there are people hurting, and they need whatever assistance they can, especially in hunger, is one of those areas that needs to be covered.
That's right, exactly. I know there's always that image that we're this one of the wealthiest counties in the country, and yet there's a lot who suffer. And I know, for example, from our diaper bank work that kids from 0 to 4, the 10% live in poverty, and that's shocking. So, and it's obviously the same population who's going hungry. And gosh, I mean, it's just in my heart to change their lives for the better.
Now let's get more into what's coming up. We're almost at the holiday season. We're on the fringes of that. And that being said, we have National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, which is going to be, again, this is from Sunday, November 12th to the 18th. So it's just a few weeks away. Tell us what's going to be going on with that as far as your end.
Sure. Well, we'll have a lot of opportunities available for people in the public to sign up, like working in the soup kitchen or food pantries. We also will have a chance to work in one of our gardens to winterize it. And then additionally, we're going to have host the first Hunger Games for competition among three high schools. That's Ossining and Sleepy Hollow and Hamilton High School in Elmsford. And what they'll do is over a week, they'll collect food, and whoever gets the most will win a prize and a lot of glory. And they'll be helping the hungry at the same time.
How did that all come about, that creation of the Unhunger Games, as it's called?
Well, actually, somebody else had heard about it through one of our associations up in Albany, and it sounded like it was a fun thing. And especially this year in particular, we're trying to engage more youth. And so that's sort of a focus of the Hunger Week, because I actually have projects ongoing up at the Westchester Community College as well. So they'll be engaged in one of their projects, even working with some of the preschool kids. So again, there's some young people getting involved, and then we have all the high schoolers.
So while this particular event is a one-week event, I mean, it's an everyday need to try to stamp out hunger, if you will.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely, yeah. We know that the public tends to focus more on it when it's the holidays, especially Thanksgiving, when everyone's eating too much, and we really want to help people who don't have anything. But, we'll highlight it during that week, and then we'll continue a lot of the same programs. And I think one of the other gifts of having a week like that is it brings in new partnerships, other ways that we can help the community that we might not have recognized unless we were doing that sort of work.
How about combining the public and private sector? I mean, they can work in concert with each other to help this too.
Oh, gosh, yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I think our diaper bank is a great example of how that works. Yeah, we've got the county giving us plenty of support, and we do our part, and it comes up to a very successful formula. We also have available a new bag that's sort of personified, because it says right on it, fill me up and donate me, and it's in our nice bright colors, and the idea is to come and get one of those bags from us, or a number of them, and take them out into the community and fill them up. There's a shopping list right there on the bag, and then bring it back, and we'll donate it to one of our hunger partners.
And when you're collecting this food, again, you're emphasizing, again, non-perishables?
Yes, non-perishables for that
canned
collection.
Goods?
Yeah, but not all canned goods. I mean, that's, I think, somewhat everybody always thinks in terms of canned vegetables, but I think these dear people, they have a sort of a good palate too, and they want to eat more. So we're trying to do healthy, whole wheat pastas and healthy cereals and things like that, low sodium sauces.
That's one of the hard things is to maintain is good nutrition, especially when you're suffering like that, when you're hungry like that.
Well, that's it. You just want to fill your belly. So it's nice things to fill.
The basic needs, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's important. We all know, those of us who read a lot and hear a lot, it's important to get that stuff. And that's one of the things that's been nice about our relationship with the Westchester Community College. They've always had a food pantry up there for their students, but it was always non-perishables. And this year we provided healthy foods. And so the nutrition people have come in and started doing demonstrations. And it's just growing from there.
All right. So again, National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. Again, that's Sunday, November 12th to the 18th. And again, as part of that, the new Unhunger Games that you explained about that. And again, if anybody wants more information, as I said, they can go to their website. Again, that's volunteernewyork.org, correct?
That's right. Thank you.
Wendy Armstrong, Manager, Hunger Relief Corps, Volunteer New York, our October winner for I Love My Office. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you. Thanks. It was great to be here.
Thank you, Wendy. We appreciate it. And we've been speaking with Wendy Armstrong with Volunteer New York. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, this is I Love My Office here on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from here in Tarrytown. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Tarrytown here for the winning office for October for I Love My Office, and that's Volunteer New York. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster Matt Cahan, our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSM Designs here in Tarrytown. And also, I want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest representing the winning office for October, she is Jeanette Gisberg, and she is Deputy Executive Director for Volunteer New York. Jeanette, congratulations to all of you. You've been in the job 2.5 years, but you've been with the organization much longer than that. Congratulations again. Tell us about all that.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks so much for selecting us. We're thrilled to have the opportunity to shine the light on volunteerism locally and how people can find ways to make a difference. So I've been at Volunteer New York about 9 years. And prior to that, I was at another volunteer organization in the city called New York Cares. But I've really spent my entire kind of nonprofit career trying to help people find meaningful ways to give back. And I'm from Westchester originally, born and raised right here in Tarrytown. So I was happy to be able to come home and help people make differences right here.
Yeah, it really is a homecoming for you. And interesting, as I look at it, Volunteer New York, by the way, it's three words. Its motto is this: connect, serve, grow. How did that all come about?
Yeah, so a few years ago, we partnered with a firm to help us kind of come up with a new name and a new tagline. And they spoke to a lot of stakeholders and a lot of thought leaders, and those were the three words that they kind of settled on. And I think that they are simple words, but they're powerful words. They're, you know, volunteerism is about connections and creating communities and the kinds of communities that we all want to live in and work in and be in. Serve is, you know, this idea of serving your community and those that might need, you know, a little more assistance. And the growing part, I think, has two meanings. It's this idea of kind of growing those strong, resilient communities that you want to be in, but also the growing that happens personally when you give back to the community. So we were really pleased with that.
It's such a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in that spirit, Jeanette, if we want to talk about corporate and days of service that are coming up, very timely. You have some projects happening this month, as a matter of fact. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Volunteer New York does a lot of different things to kind of inspire people to give back to the community. And one of the things that we do is work with local businesses of all sizes to help their employees get involved in the community. And if you Google employee volunteerism, you'll come up with a whole host of data that really talks about the benefits that businesses have when they get their employees out in the community. So lots of businesses come to us for help to figure out what it is that those employees should be doing, and then also how to operationalize those meaningful volunteer experiences. So this week, we have a few things going on. Pepsi has been a longtime partner of ours, and we're just buttoning up 2 weeks of volunteer projects with them. It's about 500 employees, about 20 different projects throughout the county. And they do all kinds of things related to their corporate social responsibility goals. And tomorrow, actually, we have another one of our corporate program partners, Regeneron, is getting ready for the Regeneron Day for Doing Good. It's their inaugural company-wide employee volunteer day. And they'll have close to 1,500 Regeneron employees just in Westchester alone throughout the county making a difference in terms of visiting isolated seniors and doing STEM projects with Head Start programs and after-school programs. They're doing some environmental projects. They're creating meals, really trying to make it really easy for their employees to be out in the community.
Now let's talk about 9/11 Serve. What's that program about?
Sure. So that's another strategy that we have here at Volunteer New York to get people out in the community. So we actually have two community-wide days of service. So we partner at Volunteer New York with lots of different nonprofits. And I don't know if you know, Jim, but in Westchester, there are over 1,000 nonprofit organizations, and every single one of them needs volunteers. And so we have staff here that go out into the community and meet with over 125 of those every year to kind of tease out what those volunteer needs are so that we can shine the light on it and get people connected to them. For our MLK and 9/11 Day of Service, we seek proposals from those organizations of projects that small groups of volunteers could do in a day. So whether it's, packing meals or serving meals or painting or reading to a child, whatever it might be. And then we put that information on our website and we invite the community to participate. 9/11 is actually a national day of service and remembrance. After 9/11, two gentlemen, Jay Winnick and David Payne, actually came together. They both had losses on that day and really spearheaded a charge of wanting to make 9/11 a day of service and remembrance. They, if you ask them, they say, they didn't want it to become a sale day, like a Veterans Day sale day, or remember, they really wanted people to remember this tremendous outpouring of wanting to help your fellow New Yorker in that day. And that's what they do. So across the country, people on and around that day volunteer in memory of the folks that we lost. And here in Westchester, we've been doing that for a few years. It's a strong partnership that we have with the county. And this year we had our largest day of service ever with about 1,800 folks participating.
Well, with volunteering, it's not just about helping somebody in need. It really is about bringing the community together.
Absolutely. And that's, for us at the core of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and again, this organization, again, has been around for 67 years. That's a tremendous amount of time that's been around. And again, really helping so many people. I mean, as you said, the nonprofits, businesses, families, individuals, you name it, it's all out there.
Yep. And, we want people to know that if they have been thinking about, finding a volunteer opportunity or giving back and they're not quite sure where to get started or what their first step should be, we encourage their first step to be visit our website, volunteernewyork.org, and you can search by location and zip code and issue area and commitment. And if you're not finding something there because there are a lot of opportunities and it might feel a little overwhelming, just call us and we'll help connect you with an opportunity.
All right, good information. Jeanette Gisberg, Deputy Executive Director of Volunteer New York, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again.
Thanks so much for having me. Super fun.
We've been speaking with Jeanette Gisberg. Again, she is the Deputy Executive Director for the October winner of I Love My Office, that being Volunteer New York, right here in Tarrytown. I'm Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside and take a short break for just a moment. We'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest.
So you want tickets to Hamilton. I know. Who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton. The hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Tarrytown. We're here with our October winner for I Love My Office, Volunteer New York of Tarrytown. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and MSF Designs here in Tarrytown. And also, we want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And remember, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest representing our winning office. This time we have Elizabeth Wieselmeyer. She's Director of Development for Volunteer New York. Elizabeth, congratulations to you all. You've been to the job 1 month, you told me. You're relatively new here.
I am. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me today.
And where did you come from prior to this?
So prior to this, I was at the Children's Village in Dobbs Ferry for about 7 years, working in the development department, also doing some work on foundation and government work with them as well.
How did your experience with Children's Village apply to what you're doing here right now?
Sure. Doing a lot of the same development work, but I'm very excited here at Volunteer New York to get involved in some really great events here and initiatives that they have in the community, really promoting volunteerism, particularly in Westchester, but also in Rockland and Putnam as well. A particular area of interest and something that I'll be spearheading this year is our annual Volunteer Spirit Awards, and that's going to be held in 2018 on April 20th. It's a Friday. It's going to be an early morning, so we'll have plenty of coffee for everyone.
38th annual, 38 years they've been doing it. So what specifically will people find at that event who have never heard of it?
Great. So it is a very inspirational day. We have over 600 people from the community that come, and the primary focus of that is really recognizing the volunteers in our community. We have six different awards this year, six different categories. I encourage you to go online and check out the categories. They've just become live as of last week, and you can go to volunteernewyork.org/awards. The deadline for that is going to be December 4th of this year. We have everything ranging from a Go Green Award to youth awards, both group and individual. Very inspirational day. Everyone will walk away really inspired by the volunteer manpower that's happening in their community behind the scenes, but really drives a lot of the work that's done here.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in who may not know, Volunteer New York has been around for 67 years. They've really been very visible in the community. You know, they deal with nonprofits. They deal with corporations, individuals, and families. I mean, they help everybody.
We do. And I encourage you, if you know anyone in your community, whether it's through your business, someone personal, an organization that you've been involved in, definitely encourage you to take a look and nominate someone. We really want to bring out those inspirational volunteers from our community and highlight them.
And we do have something coming up you're going to touch on briefly. We'll try to get into depth a little bit later on. Giving Tuesday, that's happened before, right?
Yes, we've had Giving Tuesday. It's a national initiative, and we are doing something here special at Volunteer New York, really trying to highlight the volunteerism and the support of our local businesses here in the Westchester and Rockland communities. So we have a great initiative this year. We're actually doing a bit of a battle of the bridges. So it's our Bridge to Give campaign, and we are looking for both Westchester and Rockland businesses to wear the hat. We have a hat that we've had for a number of years now, and what you can actually do is, based on your donation, you'll appear with the hat in the Journal News, and you'll also be able to, at certain levels, contribute to a video as well. So it's great exposure through your business, and I definitely encourage you to get involved. We also, on Giving Tuesday, which is November 28th this year, have the opportunity for individuals to support as well.
November 28th, so that's, that would be after Thanksgiving? I guess that'd be right around that time, right?
It is, yes. Right around the holiday season when shopping is starting, we really want everyone to also think about giving back to the community as well, not just supporting and contributing to the economy through their purchases, but also supporting local community as well.
Well, we can't emphasize this enough. We talked about it. As wealthy as Westchester is as a county, there are people still in need out there.
There are. We're doing a number of great initiatives throughout the year. We'll also be doing a drive this year for hunger bags as part of our hunger relief program. So I encourage you to take a look at our website and see the other ways that you might be able to get involved beyond Giving Tuesday.
Yes, in fact, those who tuned in, National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. Again, that's Sunday, November 12th to the 18th. We talked about that earlier, but people should be aware it is in just a few weeks from now. All right. Elizabeth Wieselmeyer, again, she's Director of Development. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations to you all again.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Elizabeth Wieselmeyer, who's Director of Development with Volunteer New York. They're here in Tarrytown, and they are the October winners of I Love My Office. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Tarrytown here with October's winner of I Love My Office, Volunteer New York. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs here in Tarrytown. And I also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, to Randy Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my final guest for today's proceedings, representing the winning office, all decked out in his team colors, orange and blue over there, Tony Fasciano. He's Director of Communications here at Volunteer New York. Tony, congratulations to all of you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk about some things happening to start here for the month of October. You have some items on our table here. What do you have here to show?
Yes, so everyone should know right now we're in the middle of Socktober. It's a really great donation event that we're producing with K-Love Radio, and we have two great destinations in White Plains and Yonkers where socks can go. Last year we actually collected over 3,000 pairs of socks and water bottles for people experiencing homelessness, and we're really excited what we could do this year with K-Love Radio 96.7 during Socktober. So just head to our website, volunteernewyork.org. There's a link right to the Socktober drive, and bring your socks today. One pair, 10 pairs, 30 pairs. We can get them to people who need them.
And what else you got here? You have some other pamphlets you wanted to show us too?
So yeah, we actually just launched the Youth Volunteer Guidebook this fall. It's our first time we put our Youth Volunteer Guidebook into an app. So now it's interactive. Now it's easy to use. It's intuitive. It's searchable. And it's something kids relate to, something kids can use. They understand. It's in their pocket. And it's no longer in a clunky book that sits in a library and collects dust. So it's free, always will be free, on Android, on Apple, on iPad. Download it today. Links on our website, volunteernewyork.org/youth. It has all the resources youth need to understand what types of nonprofits they can work with, what age groups that nonprofits are looking for. There's a lot of restrictions. There's a lot of old data out there. So this is really a great resource to inspire leadership amongst youth.
We did mention earlier, 1,000 nonprofits were told are throughout Westchester, right?
That's right. There are little nonprofits. There are big nonprofits, and we help all of them. One of the great things about our website and the power of search is that the little nonprofit with a great cause can be heard, can be seen. They can recruit volunteers, and we can really help support their mission.
I want to get into something you brought in here. It's for older population. RSVP of Westchester, what's that all about?
So this is a really great program we've had in different iterations since the 70s. And currently, it's funded by CNCS and Westchester County, and it's run by our great director, Rosario Samudio. And this is for anyone over the age of 55. We all have parents. They're aging in place. We want to help them, want them to stay active, meet people in the community. There are over 900 members in RSVP of Westchester who are volunteering every day, every week, every month as part of this community. It's free. It's helpful placement. You get free, really great benefits. Great way to serve if you're over 55 and really be part of the community.
Let's get into some other things that the organization is doing, something coming up. Now, this is called Board Speed Dating. It's November 1st. I guess it's next week, as a matter of fact. It's coming up for professionals. What's that about?
Coming up right around the corner. This is the third year we're doing nonprofit board speed dating. And really, it's leveraging our great relationships with boards and all the openings they have for volunteer board positions. And they come to an event space, and then we bring in professionals. They come together, and we help match them. And it's really not an easy match. You really need a lot of time. You have to know how to best match people to the right nonprofit. So it's a heavy lift, but it's well worth it because it's really helping a nonprofit fill that board need.
Now, as far as volunteering, and again, it's a way to not only give back, but reach out to the community. There was an article recently in the New York Times. We can highlight that as well. It says, why doing good is good for the do-gooder. What does that mean?
So this came out October 26th, and I think that's today. But it's a really great article because they're again asking the question that we've been asking ourselves for the past few years when an article came out that said, why aren't doctors prescribing volunteering? We know it's good for your mental health. We know it helps volunteers over age 50 live longer. We know all these things. It's good for the community, brings people together. Doctors could be the first people on the field to really move the needle forward.
And again, it's a good way to get out in the community, get yourself out there, and as you say, stay active. I mean, not just the older population, but really, that's pretty much for anybody, really, even the younger people.
Exactly. It's a great way to get real-world experience. If you're a youth, if you're out of college, if you want to learn a new field, if you want to get really good at something you're already good at or something you've never tried before, volunteering has something for everybody.
And I want to highlight this again, Tony. We did talk about this earlier in the show, is that volunteering is a great way to land a job. I mean, you start as a volunteer, and perhaps you might, if you get your foot in the door, and perhaps take it a step further in that. I think that's very valuable.
Yeah, the statistics show that volunteers have at least 22% better odds of finding a job than those who don't. So it's a really great way to get a foot in the door.
I can recall, it's like I volunteered at a nonprofit and actually did land a job, so I can speak for it. It really is effective. It really
Definitely.
Is. So, again, we talked about all these things that this organization is doing. It's been around for 67 years. And again, if anybody wants to volunteer their time or to make a donation, they can certainly contact your website, right?
Definitely. And I just want to mention, we do have an Orange Book sponsored by PKF, O'Connor Davies, and it's a great resource. Has everything in it. Come get it. We'll ship it to you. You want to pick some up. Our website as well. We have free volunteer placement services if you call us, 914-948-4452.
All right. Tony Fasciano, Director of Communications, Volunteer New York, our October winner of I Love My Office. Congratulations to you all. Well-deserved.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Tony Fasciano, Volunteer New York, again, the October winners of I Love My Office. Well, that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield, and again, this has been I Love My Office. And just a reminder again, our sponsors, we want to thank them again, Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist, Valhalla, Chocolations of the Merrimack, Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs of Tarrytown. And a reminder as well, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. Vickel Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. I want to thank all our crew, Matty the K, Matt Cahan, Mixmaster Matt, our extraordinary engineer. Great job as always.
Thank you, Jim. Do you love your office?
We certainly do, Matt. We absolutely do. Andrew Castellano, our buddy from Shark Media, Shark Creative, thanks to you as well. Great job putting these events together. We want to thank our friends from MSM Designs for helping us with social media today. We appreciate it as well. And again, to the winners of I Love My Office, Volunteer New York, thanks to all our guests. Tony, thanks to you and your really fine staff. And, of course, to all of you in our audience, it wouldn't be great radio without you. This is Jim Cleefield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.